Hey everybody, it's Rem, and this is session number 4 of the Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. This is part 2 of the Goal Setting Workshop. So this is the recording for this session for the staff members that are working in the practices. All right, now you've been at it for 2 weeks, and it should be getting a little clearer than mud now. If it's just a little clearer than mud, you're probably okay. Now let's talk about what probably is getting in your way. What's been your biggest challenge? You know, and typically it's really this. It's hard for all of us to dream big, to think about what could be possible, because we have so many limiting thoughts and we've been taught so much about the limits. We don't often think about the possibilities. So my advice is to just pretend, you know, like a child, pretend that reality doesn't exist for right now. Look, you know, I just watched a girl on YouTube that was on Romania's Got Talent. And her talent was that she sang and played the piano, but she had no arms and no hands. So she played the piano with her feet. And, you know, when you watch the reaction of the judges and the audience, and she was good. There's a little girl that was born with no arms and hands. And she's playing the piano. Her thing was, I'll play the piano. When you see that, I mean, you just have to ask yourself, for goodness sakes, what's holding you back? I mean, the only limits on what is possible for you truly are in your own mind. You think, well, that stuff happens to people other than me. You know, it was always my brother that was going to be the successful one. It's always my sister or whatever. Whatever your thing is, believe me, everybody's got it. So just set that all on a shelf for a couple minutes. Pretend and just go ahead and dream. You know, you can pay your house off in 7 years. I don't care where you are or I don't care anything about your life. Get a book called Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey if you want to know how to do it. You just have to want to do it. Now, sometimes we feel like we don't have enough time. And there's two ways I want to say this. One is, like, we don't have enough time left to live. Well, I'm too old now. That ship passed. No, those ships don't pass. No one is ever too old. It's never too late. I mean, the best day to start was probably, you know, 20 years ago. But the second best day is today. Now, the other thing, you might feel like you don't have enough time in your busy life right now just to do all this stuff. But remember the girl who played the piano with no arms or hands? You know, her mother, did I tell you her mother? She used a word when she was talking that denoted that she wasn't her actual mother, biological mother. And the host asked her about it. Turns out this little child had been abandoned at 1 month old and left to die. And there was the woman that she now calls her mother that took her home, a little baby with no arms and hands, and raised her and loved her and raised her into a brave young woman who found her talent playing the piano. And then she was right there and she hugged her and they applauded that woman. And we have enough time, folks. If you have enough time to raise a child with that disability into a remarkable young lady, we've all got time to sit down and think about what would be good for us and our families. Now, sometimes you think, well, you know, I don't have the right support. The people I'm working with, even sometimes the people I work for, or the government's given us so much trouble, or the payers, or on and on and on. Or, you know, sometimes we even think, you know, well, if I, you know, my spouse is holding me back, or issues with my children. I'll tell you a quick story about a movie that I saw years ago. It was 4 minutes long. It was in a whole bunch of little vignettes about one day of a life in Paris. And it starts out, it's 4 minutes long, remember. So it starts with a man who's sitting in a cafe, and he says, we know very quickly, because it's only a 4 minute movie, so we knows that that we know that he's waiting in the cafe. And he's there to tell his wife that he's decided he's going to leave her for his mistress. And so she comes in. And he says, thanks for meeting me. I have something I want to talk to you about. And she said, that's fine. She goes, there's something I want to tell you first. Can I go first? He said, yes. She said, I just came from the doctor. I have incurable leukemia. I'm going to die in 6 months. What did you want to tell me? And he said, I don't know. Forget it. So he texts his mistress and leaves her and decides that he's going to devote himself to taking care of his wife for the next 6 months. And he does. But along the way, all of a sudden, you know, the way she smiles, he looks at her so differently, the way she pushes her hair back, and he suddenly remembers, instead of all those things that were wrong with her, he remembers why he fell in love with her in the first place, who that girl was and the woman that she's become, and he falls hopelessly, helplessly back in love with his wife. And she does pass away in 6 months, but the rest of his life he's devoted to her, and that was the true love of his life. See, I believe that this is the great journey that we are all on, is to see the blessings around us already every day. You know, I try to live in what I call a state of peace of mind, because I believe it's my birthright, and I think that's really the true riches that we're all trying to achieve. I would recommend for you that you try to do that too. The way I'd say it is, so I know that the thing that's upsetting me now or could make me angry or even scare me or whatever, it's not going to be bad in 24 hours, 36 hours. So I try to move my mental attitude that far out so I'm not all worked up and upset now. I don't always win, but it sure does make my days better. And it gives me an opportunity then to kind of work through the issues and problems that I'm trying to work through. I would advise you do a gratefulness journal every day. Do it in the morning, in the evening, review it the other time. Write down what you're grateful for. What were your blessings today? Because the goal here is to reprogram your mind and your soul, because there's joy and blessings all around us, in spite of all the little problems that, you know, we have in our lives, and we all have them. This is why I always say that watching all this television and all that opinion stuff or listening to it on the radio is such a horrific waste of time. I mean, those people are lost. They're hopelessly lost. You know, ignore all of those pundits. Go on a media fast, and I promise you, in less than 10 days, you'll feel like you've taken some kind of blessing shower. You won't even know or care about it anymore. And if you're not careful, really careful, you could get sucked back in real careful if you're not vigilant. So look, relax. If you pray, pray. If you meditate, meditate. Relax. This isn't some big test on whether or not you've made the right decisions in your life or if your life's worthwhile. It's just life. It's not that big a deal. You know, there's a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And when people are on their deathbed, you know, there's some themes that emerge. You know, one of them is they wish they hadn't worked so hard. Another one is they wish they'd allowed themselves to be happy. They realize at the end of their lives that happiness was always their choice. They could have chose it, and they didn't choose it as nearly enough. You can choose it every day if you want to. Now, some other regrets were that they wish they'd spent more time with their friends, and they wish they'd lived the life that they wanted to live, not the life that other people thought they should live. So go back now and look what you've done so far with all of this, and you're going to find that some themes have begun to emerge already. You know, your personal goals, they're not that hard to figure out. They involve your family, your friends, your love and the spiritual part of your life. Your career goals should be more of a sort of a math equation. And, you know, where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? Your financial goals, your personal life financial goals should reflect achieving a state that's free of debt and abundance, no matter what your age, no matter what your station in life. And it is possible. Get Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. It's a wonderful book. Your health goals, that's really a no-brainer. We all know what those should be. And your fun goals, by the way, they should be fun for you. And then go do them, and don't give them short, don't short them. It's very important. You know, nothing gives me more satisfaction than having my members tell me about achieving their goals. It's the big payoff for me. So look, take this very seriously, but don't be so serious about it. Enjoy this, and do it in pencil. It's going to change often. You know, I just reviewed my 2007 goals, which was really fun, and they were so limited based on what I know now years later and what is happening. So have fun. Like I said, take this seriously, but don't be so serious about it. Enjoy this, Enjoy the next 2 weeks, and I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll move forward together. Good luck.